All right, it's Friday morning. Tomorrow is auction day for the 4-H Council. This is one of the biggest events that they put on all year long outside of the 4-H Fair in the summer. The auction is a really big deal. Lori Warchuk is online to tell us more about it. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
This auction really has become a big, big deal, hasn't it?
Absolutely. This is our primary fundraiser that that supports the 4-H programs and our council's budget for the year. Does all of our educational events that we have for the kids and scholarships and those types of things.
It's going to be out at Goodells County Park, is that right?
Yep, at Goodells Park.
Tomorrow, and what time do things get underway?
So the doors open at 9 so that buyers can go ahead and view the items that we're going to have up for sale, and then bidding starts at 10.
And give us an idea of what kind of things are going to be up for auction.
Oh, there's just all kinds of things. We have everything from a bull calf to fresh eggs to homemade hot fudge to some really neat crocheted handmade items to golf outings. We've got some shooting sports type things. It's just all kinds of things. Wall art, garden art, homemade items. It's just amazing what our the community support brings in and our 4-H'ers bring in. It's a lot of fun.
It takes a long time and a lot of people to gather all these things, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we start early. Probably we've been at this probably for about 4 or 5 months, and our 4-H families do a really good job of bringing in unique and interesting items.
Now that's cool. And some of these handmade, like you said, like crocheted items.
Absolutely. And then sometimes we get some really neat baked items that it might be a pie, that Grand Champion pie from the fair, the recipe that was used. So those kinds of things are unique as well.
Well, the fun thing about an auction, Lori, is that you can find things that you just can't buy anywhere, and you're helping out a great cause when you buy them at the auction.
Absolutely. And the bidding is a lot of fun. It's a fun crowd. John Tomasco, he's been our auctioneer for many, many years, and he's always been a fantastic supporter, and he makes the auction friendly for new people that maybe have never done and bid at an auction before, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's a good point, because I think sometimes people get a little nervous at an auction. They're afraid if they twitch that they're going to be called.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, he makes it a lot of fun, and the sale goes along at a pretty decent pace, so it's never boring.
All right. It all gets underway again. 9 o'clock doors open tomorrow, and it's to support 4-H, which, Lori, just kind of remind us what 4-H is all about.
So 4-H, we have a lot of people think of us as just animals. We are all those kind of egg kind of things, but we are so much more. We have a huge robotics program. We have 4-H Challenge, which is rock climbing, rappelling, winter camping. We have a large shooting sports program from archery to BB gun to air rifle. So it just is, if you can think it, it can be a 4-H project.
And it's not just for kids on the farm, is it?
Absolutely not, yeah. We are very traditional in some respects, but we have so many other opportunities for kids. Leadership, we have 4-H camp, just all kinds of things for youth.
All right, hope you get a great turnout tomorrow, Lori. Thanks for telling us all about it.
All right, thanks, Paul, for having me. Appreciate
it. You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.